Chapter 2 Starbella's Beautiful Dreamland. Tomiko and Starry beamed as they saw the circle of smiling faces around them. Tomiko said softly,
I heard you singing in the playground about your beautiful dreamland. I wish I could go there with you.
Can we see what's in your beautiful dreamland?
Asked the other children.
Please, Starry, please!
Starry told the children to close their eyes and imagine as she sang. Turn the page. Upon hearing the goodness and sweetness of Starry's magical voice, the children felt themselves rise up to the clouds. They were in the world of her beautiful imagination, where they all played and got along and were accepted for exactly who they were. They all sang together. Turn the page. Jeremy opened his eyes and said,
Wow, what a neat place.
Zandrina said,
I wish we could really go to a place like that forever.
Well, why can't we?
Asked Elizabeth.
Yeah!
Shouted all the children together, except Julian, who wasn't so sure he liked the idea. Miss Meridice wanted to help.
If we can all imagine it together, maybe we can make it come true for everyone. Come, children, gather around me so we can talk. Before we can go to the bright new world together, we need to understand all that happened earlier today. I'm concerned about some of the things I saw and heard. Now, Julian.
Miss Meridice continued sternly.
Why did you call Starbella names?
Because she's a baby.
Julian replied proudly, although he could see by the looks on everyone's faces that they didn't agree with him. And Julian always needed people to side with him.
Well, she is,
he mumbled stubbornly.
That's not true,
said Lafisha defiantly.
Yeah, she can swing higher than everyone else,
declared Jeremy.
She has a beautiful voice, and she sings about a place where everyone gets along,
said Josh.
Well then, children, tell me, why did you follow along with Julian?
Miss Meridice asked, looking around the room for answers.
Because I was afraid Julian would pick on me and call me names too,
admitted one.
I was afraid that no one would be my friend if I didn't go along,
said another.
In other words,
Miss Meridice asked,
you were afraid to act on your own?
All the children, except for Julian, nodded their heads. Miss Meridice went on.
Let's see if we can find a way to make ourselves feel happier.
Miss Meridice stopped speaking because just then a blazing light streaked in through an open window. It darted around the classroom. It was a shooting star. The brightest star anyone had ever seen.
Ooh!
Cried the children.
A star in the daytime?
Miss Meridice wondered silently. Starbella giggled.
Hey, star,
she said, winking. She had seen that star before. The star bounced all around the room, then bounced up and down in front of all the children's faces until they laughed and laughed and laughed.
Is that star trying to tell us something?
Asked LaFisha.
I believe it is,
said Miss Meridice.
It's such a friendly star,
said Josh.
It's magical,
cried Emilio.
That's the answer,
Miss Meridice exclaimed. Miss Meridice excitedly told her class,
the star is trying to tell us that friendliness is the magic inside each one of us that can make other people smile. And when everyone is smiling, there will be brightness all around.
The bright star then bounced around happily in place before darting back out through the open window.
Bye, star,
Starry said with a sly smile. Where did it go? Will the children ever see it again? Please turn the page. Miss Meridice announced to her class,
let's make a new beginning. I have a plan.